I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A soccer fairy tale ended in tragedy last night in Colombia. A team from Brazil was on its way to the city of Medellin for what fans were already calling the biggest game in the club's history. But now that game will not take place after the team's plane crashed into the mountains south of Medellin. More than 70 people were killed, including most of the players on board. But a few of those on board somehow survived. The team involved was Chapecoense from a small city in southern Brazil. The tragedy has shocked not just Brazilians, but the entire soccer world. My BBC colleague Tim Vickery is in Rio de Janeiro. So this is a tragedy for soccer and soccer fans, but especially families of the players and fans of this town, Chapeco. What are you hearing from there, Tim?
Well, I mean, it's heartbreaking scenes, really. And the news broke very, very early in the wee small hours here in Brazil. This wonderful fairy tale of a team who only got into Brazil's fourth division in 2009 and have kept rising. This wonderful fairy tale has been interrupted in a most brutal and terrible manner.
What did it take Chapecoense to get to the finals? I mean, this is what's been called the biggest game in its history that now will not be.
Absolutely no doubt about this. This is a small town team with very little tradition and even less glamour, who have achieved what no other Brazilian team, even the Giants, have been able to achieve for the last 3 years, to make it through to the final of a continental tournament. So from not even being in the first four divisions to reaching the final, it's a remarkable fairy tale. But unfortunately now, this latest grim twist has meant that the adventure of Chapecoense is now leaving a continent astonished and a world astonished for very different reasons.
I mean, the people in Chapeco must be shattered on so many different levels.
Yes.
Condolences came in from Lionel Messi, Wayne Rooney, Neymar.
I think this is something that automatically touches the football community. And we have seen not just words, also some people prepared to make acts of solidarity, some clubs willing to give Chapecoense some players to help them rebuild. And some heartwarming stuff from Atlético Nacional of Medellín, who were to have been Chapecoense's opponents on Wednesday. First, it seems that at the time that the game was due to take place, Atlético Nacional will open the stadium doors and they're calling their fans to come to especially pay tribute to those who lost their lives. And they're also, there's talk coming, it seems, from the players of Atlético Nacional that they would like the trophy to be awarded to Chapecoense as a tribute to those who've died.
Oh, that's a great
but
tribute.
But also, in solid financial terms, it means that the club, Chapecoense, will be included in next year's the Copa Libertadores, which guarantees them revenue, which will be important in helping the club try to get back on its feet. I know that at this moment, those considerations are secondary. There are two main considerations. Number one is treating the six survivors who have sustained serious injuries. And number two is rescuing and identifying the bodies of those who have lost their lives. As well as being the biggest tragedy in Brazil's sporting history, it's also the biggest tragedy in journalistic history in Brazil, because amongst those who lost their lives were 21 journalists. So this goes way, way beyond just the football field.
Yeah, that's a somber footnote to end on. I'd rather end on this line from the Medellin team, Atlético Nacional, today when they asked CONMEBOL to give the Sudamericana Cup to Chapecoense. As far as we're concerned, they said, Chapecoense will forever be the champions of the Sudamericana Cup. Anyway, the BBC's Tim Vickery in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.